This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Once again, it looks like we are having another year of dealing with vomitoxin in our harvested wheat. Vomitoxin is one of the worst things to deal with in wheat. Once you know it's an issue, there's nothing you can do about it, and it can lead to a dramatic dockage at the co-op or even grain refusal at the ports. So what is vomitoxin? Vomitoxin is a specific type of mitotoxin created by the fungus Fusarium head blight, also known as head scab. Vomitoxin, like its name implies, is a toxin that can be harmful to people or livestock. Swine are especially sensitive to vomitoxin. The likely reason for an increase in vomitoxin this year goes back to the rain and high humidity that occurred during pollination, which led to an increase in Fusarium head blight. Certain fields were affected worse than others, and due to varietal differences and differences in localized rain events. Fusarium head blight is characterized by heads that are partly bleached white, while the rest of the head is green. The resulting wheat berries will be shriveled and could have a pinkish hue, and often there will be a low test weight. So what to do if you have wheat with vomitoxin? First off is to determine just how much vomitoxin is present. This can be tested for at a number of laboratories. Dockages or even outright refusal at the co-ops generally begin with levels get above 2 to 5 parts per million. At times, the only thing that can be done with high vomitoxin is to feed it to animals in specific quantities. Feedlot stocker cattle, poultry, and cheap rations should not exceed 5 part per million vomitoxin in the final mixed livestock feed. Generally, the ration should be less than 50% of the infected wheat. Like previously mentioned, it can only be used for swine feed if highly diluted. It's highly recommended to talk to a veterinarian or a livestock agent, Wendy, before feeding infected wheat so a proper ration can be formed. In the field, vomitoxin-infected wheat can be reduced by cranking up the fan speed because the infected wheat will be lighter. However, farmers often don't know how bad it is until it's already been harvested. If you're wondering if storing the grain for a while will reduce toxin levels, unfortunately, no. Vomitoxin is very stable, and it won't decrease with storage or drying. Grain should be stored below 18% moisture, so the Fusarium fungus will quit growing. Of course, it is not ideal to replant infected grain, mostly because the germination rates will be low unless thoroughly cleaned and treated. Dealing with vomitoxin-infected wheat can be a real pain. It involves first knowing how bad the problem is, then finding a way to mitigate the infected wheat, and if it's too infected to ever be sold, finding a way to properly feed it to livestock. Also note that if you heard vomitoxin and were thinking that this is an issue in corn, you were right. Corn can also be infected with the Fusarium molds that create vomitoxin. Though more commonly, corn is infected with another mold, Aspergillus, and this creates alphatoxin, which is also difficult to deal with. Please give me a call if you have any questions. 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.